The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Award show. Don't you get it twisted. A damn good award show, Shasky. But how about Jonathan Kuminga? Career high 33 points.
I thought Kuminga was spectacular yesterday. People are going to probably point to that as one of his best games, strictly because of the points. And when they came, obviously late in the game, he was really, really good. You know, 9 minutes to go in the game. Like, where are you going to find scoring when this thing slows down and we get to the half court? The biggest development for me was he did all the grimy things too. Like, he did a great job boxing out, making the extra pass, not just crashing into people. He brought the ball up the floor a couple of times. Like, you saw a variety of ways that he showcased his tremendous growth as a basketball player. And I thought that Steve Kerr, because we always want to crush Steve Kerr when he doesn't do something. Well, let's give him some credit for adjusting the offense and doing more ball screens last night than I can remember in a long time. And not just a traditional, everybody ISO and let's get out of the way, couple guys in the corner, and we'll just do a high pick and roll. No, they were running a variation of their offense, which incorporated more ball screens. And I just thought it was perfectly executed by Wiggins and Kuminga and Kevon Looney, Pajemski, et cetera. So they deserve a ton of credit. It was a great game for Jonathan Kuminga.
Great game for Jonathan Kuminga. Great game for Andrew Wiggins, who we'll get to in just a second. But 888-957-9570. I respect the fact that Jonathan Kuminga has bet on himself, which is not getting discussed enough. Whether two parties, obviously the Warriors and Kuminga from the reports, they were far apart of the contract extension. But Kuminga's basically betting on himself. And he's saying, I can be that player. And last night, I thought Steve Kerr giving him the keys to the operation down the stretch was a big growth moment for J.K. and a confidence booster. Here's what Kerr had to say about J.K. taking over at the end.
Well, he was having a great night, and it was a no-brainer to get him the ball. I took the time out in order to get offensive guys back on the floor. I was going offense, defense with Gary and Buddy, and then, you know, put Kyle in for the inbound at the end because I trust him, you know, to make that pass. And then J.K. just made the play. I mean, he got a couple of ghost screens from one from Buddy, one from BP, just to try to confuse the switch a little bit. And J.K. just attacked, and that was the play of the game. It was just a beautiful drive and capped off a phenomenal night for him. He was brilliant.
What about Kuminga being an option to close at the end of the game?
I think the biggest thing with our team right now is, you know, we can see that we have chemistry. We can see how hard guys play. We just have to find the combinations that we can count on and hopefully get to night after night. I mean, that's the only way to really develop chemistry and continuity, trying to close games. But, you know, I think the floor has been opened up a little bit the last couple games for JK. Obviously, he's starting, but, you know, can we get him out there more with Draymond, you know, with Loon, as a four, like he's been playing the last couple nights. That's really the key, and we just have a lot of guys, and so we have to sort through all this, but there's no question we can do more of this. I thought Wiggs, too, got downhill tonight over and over again, made some huge plays for us.
Steve Kerr on that option there. And I could see a high ball screen with J.K. And you saw it the other night against Denver where J.K. sets a screen for Stephen Curry. And you know Stephen Curry is going to get it. He's going to get doubled. I wonder how many hockey assists Steph Curry had in that Denver game. He had 11 assists, but how many assists off the double? Because he's going to get doubled, especially at crunch time when everybody knows number 30 is going to have the ball. But with the ability that J.K. has to finish at the rim, not many guys can finish at the rim like he is. And I think we're just seeing a glimpse of what he has in his bag, as the kids say.
Well, I've always felt like his post work, like his post footwork and whatnot, is actually deeper than people give him credit for. And I think that because the back-to-the-basket game has been so marginalized in the space era that we're in right now, he doesn't get a chance to demonstrate it as much as he could. But he actually has a very good pivot foot. He does not travel underneath the rim ever. He can finish with both hands. So around the rim, he's very ambidextrous. Clearly, he's explosive.
Yep.
But I also think he has tremendous touch off the backboard. There were a couple like where he went off foot, wrong hand,
off you balance, know, off
yeah,
off, and, jumping and, off and, his wrong foot.
And finishing in traffic. I think he's got a really good finger roll. He's got a really good kiss off the glass. And obviously he can bounce. I mean, the guy is awesome. And I love the way that he played with Wiggins. I think a lot of people, fair or not, are like, can Wiggins and Kuminga play together? It's like, guys, last night was a showcase of it.
Well, I thought last season, the last 20 games, was a showcase for it. And Steve, remember last season, Steve said, yeah, I don't think we're going to play them together. And then he ended up playing them together, and it ended up working. It ended up working. Now, I think J.K., as the game slows down for him, and that's the big key. He mentioned it yesterday. The game is slowing down for me. And when it slows down for him and he takes care of the basketball, again, I look at his last two nights against Denver and against Houston last night, three total turnovers, and all three was last night. When he had more usage and the ball in his hands in 32 minutes and 55 seconds. Just three turnovers. So, one, he took care of the basketball the last two nights. Two, he's slowing down and taking his time. Three, although last night he did settle for the three, and he shot 50% from three, 3 of 6 for the three-point line, but he's got his game going inside. So, when you get your game going inside out, sure, step out and take a couple threes there because teams are going to be reluctant to let you drive because of that threat. So, all right, J.K., man, what a growth motive for him. But I always believed that J.K., me personally, that J.K. and Wiggins can work because they're so good defensively. Now that can they work off each other, that three-man game with Steph, and J.K. and Wiggins, I think it's something I want to see more moving forward.
Yeah, and I think the elixir is him at the four, right? Now, you're obviously going to have to tinker with different lineups and have different combinations around him. Whether it's Looney at the five, Draymond at the five. I think at times there was a really nice pocket pass by Pods to TJD on a high pick and roll. Maybe it'll be TJD, though. It feels like, not that he's out of favor, it's just I think they're picking and choosing their spots, and right now Looney's playing a little better down the stretch, and I think they've leaned on Looney a little more, which I would do too, because right now Looney is playing a little better. I think the TJD's going to, you know, this is a work in progress, but how do you keep that going for Jonathan Kuminga if he's going to be in the starting lineup? Do you start Draymond at the five?
Well, no, I think you're kind of leading me to something that I've been thinking about. We'll get to Chris and San Jose in just a second. And I've been thinking about this. So they've had 11 different starting lineups. And the Warriors, when they sent out their tweet or their graphic on Instagram, they call it the first five, not the starting five. They call it the first five. And I kind of like that. Because, you know, I've been yelling to the high heavens the last 2 years. Now, obviously, for certain players, it does matter if you start. But I look at this team thing. Who's going to be finishing? And I know that J.K. can finish alongside Wiggins, Steph, and Draymond. Who that other guy is could be GP2, could be Brandon Pajewski. It could be Buddy Hield if you need shooting. It could be Loondog if you want to go two bigs and get a little more physical. Now, that lineup, they did start going big early in the year with TJD, Dre, Wiggins, J.K., and Stephen Curry. But what if you did stick with Wiggins and J.K. alongside Looney, Steph, and whoever else at the two guard? And Draymond did come off the bench. He showed that he will come off the bench in a playoff series against Sacramento. Now, you're smiling
at
me.
That lasted how many games?
Well, it lasted because, obviously, Sacramento figured it out in game six.
I'm just asking how many games.
It lasted three games. Okay. It lasted three games.
I have a hard time. Like, look,
no, but it lasted. But it lasted three games. It lasted three games because it got blown out in game six at Chase Center, and Sac found something with Trey Lyles at the five. It was like, all right, maybe you do have to go back to the two big lineup. But I don't know where Draymond Green is at with his calf and his back. If Draymond Green knows he's getting 30 minutes when he shipped, I don't know. At the start of the game, you want his defensive tenacity. He's a tone setter, so you're probably not going to do that. But I wonder what Steve Kerr will do to tinker with the lineups, because I think everything's on the table with this team.
Until it happens, I just have a hard time believing that Draymond's not going to be in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And that's not any fault of Draymond. It's earned equity. But, like, it's just, like, we are coming to a point where, like, we can see, like, Kuminga at the four, Draymond really ideally at the five. Like, that's when they're at their best, I believe.
But it's a lot of wear and tear on Draymond to play that small ball.
Hey,
five.
Look, I get it.
It's a lot
it's
of wear and tear.
It's a Pandora's box.
It's a lot of
right?
wear and tear.
So, like, I guess Looney my question to you is, what's more important, right? What's more important? Is it Kuminga as your second scoring option or as one of your top scoring options or, you know, maintaining the health of Draymond Green? Obviously, most people are going to say both. But, like, if you had to choose, which direction are you leaning in?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What direction are you leaning in?
I'm leaning in Kuminga because Kuminga is going to be a huge portion of the future of this team.
Maybe. He doesn't have that check yet.
But have an opportunity to match whatever he wants. But if that's what you're looking for in him, like, that's where I think that the Warriors themselves need to commit to something. They need to commit to one of these young guys. And I would commit to Jonathan Kuminga right now. And you're just going to have to see it through the ups and downs. He's going to have some stinkers, you know? But, like, his scoring and him playing like that, like, he is a weapon.
Career high 33 points last night. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday. You know, I don't want to necessarily kind of talk about his fit or anything with the team. I just, you know, a 21, 22-year-old kid, the game's finally slowing down for him. He is, you know, let's be honest, he's the best athlete on our team.
Yep.
You know, he can fly like Wiggins used to fly, but he's got a little bit more weight to him, right? And I that type of team against a young, lengthy, you know, spry Houston Rockets team, whether it's that type of team or a bottom dweller like the Portland Trailblazers that also have young players, Kerr needs to realize those are the types of games where he can thrive. You're talking about a guy who in a league full of elite athletes is, you know, in the upper echelon of athletes. And, you know, I'm not comparing the NBA to 24-hour fitness, but you walk into a 24-hour fitness, you know who the best athlete in the gym is.
Yep.
You know who you got to worry about. You inherently know, man, if I mess up, this guy might yam on me. This guy's going to kill me. We might lose 11-0 if I don't play my part. And that's what Jonathan Kuminga, to me, as an athlete, can bring to the table. You inherently have to focus on him when you're the other team. And he does have that confidence that he plays with. It's a two-sided street, right? When you also know you're the best athlete in the gym, you're looking at these guys. These dudes can't stop me. These guys got nothing for me. I got everything for them, and they got nothing for me. So him, he's the guy that has the ability to break down the defense. You know, Podziemski gets in there a little bit, but he doesn't want to score. Kuminga's going to get in there and take it to the hoop, and that next part about the game slowing down for him, he's going to be able to drive, penetrate, kick, start that ball flow. So I called you guys a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about how, you know, he came over starting a whole life, right? Learning English, learning the game. We're talking about a kid who hasn't played basketball as long as people that are still in high school. So give the man time. You don't give up on one of the best athletes in the NBA, period. I love you, gentlemen. Let's have a wonderful Friday. Take it away. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too, Chris. Thank you.
Take it away.
Thank you very much.